morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call of Wilson Sons Limited's first quarter 2017. We have Mr. Cesar Baião, CEO of Operations in Brazil, Mr. Arnaldo Calbucci, CEO of Maritime Services, and Mr. Fernando Salek, CFO of the Brazilian subsidiary and investors relations here with us. This conference call is being recorded and we'll have simultaneous translations for those of you who wish to listen to the English version. During the company's presentation, all participants will be connected in listen and only mode. Then we'll begin the Q&A session for industry analysts. Before proceeding, we'd like to mention that page 2 of the presentation contains the usual forward-looking statements for your reference. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fernando Salecki. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our results conference call for the first quarter of 2017. Let's start with slide 3. Here, I present the group safety performance between 2010 and 2017. With the lost time injury frequency rate. In this period, we had a 96% decrease in this rate, which demonstrates our commitment to safety in all our operations. As a testament to our work on continuous improvement in safety, in February 2017, we achieved a new mark exceeding 5 million work hours without registering any lost time accidents, which corresponds to more than 4 months without occurrences. Turning to slide 4 now, here's a summary of our consolidated results. Considering the offshore vessels joint venture, the group's pro forma net revenue amounted to $135 million in the quarter. Compared to Q1 2016, net revenues increased by 16%, mainly due to the impact of the devaluation of the Brazilian real and operationally improved warehousing revenues in the container terminals because of greater imports. EBITDA was 3.3% higher than Q1 2016, mainly as a result of more profitable sales mix across both terminals, contributing to improved margins. Pro forma EBITDA increased by 6.9% for the quarter, with higher offshore vessels operating days due to the addition of 2 new vessels to the fleet. Looking at the investments made during the quarter, there was a significant reduction due to the completion of the construction plan for tugboats and offshore vessels in 2016. CapEx was mainly concentrated on the container terminals with the delivery of new container cranes. We now move to slide 5, please. Here I present a summary of the quarterly highlights by business unit. Import volumes in Salvador were mainly driven by cargoes related to the solar power sector, while Tecon Rio Grande benefited from increased volumes of plastics and chemical products. As in the last quarter, Brasco revenues and EBITDA decreased against the comparative. Revenues continued negatively impacted by the end of a client's operation in October 2016, as well as weaker vessel turnarounds. The higher volume of layup operations at Brasco Rio continues to partially offset the lower volumes. In logistics, we had improved revenues due to bonded warehousing services, although margins remained weak given the macroeconomic backdrop. In towage, the number of harbor maneuvers increased due to improved results in some specific ports. Revenues were negatively impacted by the decline in special operations, mainly for the oil and gas industry. The shipyard revenues and EBITDA were positively impacted by the appreciation of the Brazilian real and third-party shipbuilding activities. In the case of offshore vessels, days in operation were up due to the contract start of the Laros and Penguin vessels delivered in 2016, in addition to the Albatross, Gaivota, and Fragata vessels that also operated during the fourth quarter of this year. Daily rates improved with the new vessels contracted with rates above the fleet average in U.S. dollars and also positively impacted by the stronger Brazilian real. On to slide 6 now, please. On this slide, I present the historical results since 2004. Which shows a solid revenue and EBITDA evolution and a positive start for 2017. However, the most significant takeaway would be the company's CapEx reduction, reflecting the conclusion of a large investment cycle, which allowed us to expand capacity in almost all business units, as we had anticipated before. Moving now to slide 7. Here on this slide, we can see some of our liquidity and leverage ratios. The metrics show that net debt decreased slightly compared to the previous quarter. All liquidity ratios remain strong. There was an increase in cash as a result of the positive operational cash flow. Now, on to slide 4, please. In this slide, we outline the latest operating data for the container terminals, towage, and offshore vessels businesses. Tecon Rio Grande had a flat result, however, confirming the improved sales mix seen in the first quarter. Full container volumes increased by 4%. Offsetting lower empty containers handling. Imports grew, driven by chemicals and plastics, although exports decreased due to lower volumes of frozen chicken and tobacco. Cabotage increased by 14% with highlights for rice and timber volumes. For other cargoes, which include shifting and transshipment, growth was mainly due to the beginning of the inland waterway operations of the Santa Clara terminal. Tecon Salvador grew by 6.3% in the quarter against the comparative, driven by expressive imports growth, even though exports declined due to lower demand for cargoes such as cellulose and ores, imports grew strongly, driven by cargoes related to the solar power industry, photovoltaic panels mainly. Cabotage increased with good performance of chemical and petrochemical products. There was also an increase in transshipment volumes. In the towage business, harbor maneuvers grew with an increase in the number of tugboats in operation compared to 2016. Stronger performance of harbor maneuvers is helping overcome the challenge of lower levels of special operations, as I mentioned before, to the oil and gas industry. As mentioned previously, offshore vessels had an increase in operating days. mainly to the commencement of Laros and Penguin delivered in 2016, in addition to other vessels operating in the period. Although we have a solid contract order book for 2017, which contributed to a positive result in this quarter, the challenging scenario for the oil industry continues to limit the outlook for 2018. At this time, I would like to invite you to the Q&A session. Thank you very much. We'll now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star one. To remove yourself from the line, press star two. The first question comes from Rob Byde.
Good morning, everyone. Three questions, please. The first question, can you update us on the expansion work at Tecon Salvador? Are you able to start work now? What are the next steps in the legal process? The second question is on the container terminals. April volumes were weak, I think down around 7%. How much of that was one-off factors? The third question on the shipyards. There seems to be a small recovery in activity, and the pipeline seems to have improved. Is that the start of a more positive trend, do you think? Thank you.
Good morning, Robert. This is Cesar Baião. As to your first question about Salvador's expansion, let me say that this is a project that is at a preliminary stage. We're still defining what the most suitable project would be for that expansion. We are moving according to plan. This is a very early stage. Later this year or at the start of next year, construction should start. We're still designing the expansion. We're still studying or considering what the most appropriate project would be. The second question is about the volume of containers, right?
Yes, that's correct. The April volumes were weaker. I just wanted to ask how much of that is due to one-off factors.
As to exports, Rob, there is some variation. We cannot detect any clear trend. We should look at the accrued time of 4 months considering operational information. The decrease in activity wouldn't be that significant. This is Arnaldo Calbucci. I'm addressing your question about the shipyard. Despite an improvement in the shipyard's order book, activity shall remain below average in the short term and the midterm basis. The shipyard is prepared for oil and gas industry, and we cannot detect any uptake in the short term in terms of shipyard activities. The shipyard is now more focused to repair offshore vessels and building smaller size vessels, such as tugboats. So the uptake will take longer, especially when compared to activities 2 years ago and further back in the past.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
To ask a question, press star 1. This concludes the Q&A session. I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Fernando Salek for his final remarks. You have the floor, sir. I would like to thank all the analysts that took part of this call. And we are available to ask any questions you may have. Please feel free to get in touch with our IR department. Thank you. Good afternoon. This concludes Wilson Sons conference call. Thank you very much. Have a good day.